I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, Ken Kaler will be gone today for the roll call. And our next is citizen input, and that's for any citizens that would like to address the council on council business. So if you come up and give us your name and address, and we'll give you 5 minutes to address the council.
Okay, my name is Rodney DeLeon. And what else did you say you want?
Address.
Address is 1212 East Main, Othello, Washington. And the reason I'm here, I got 2 trucks left. I used to have about 30 to 40 trucks, used to park on the 2 areas I bought for them. And I got 2 trucks left, and I'm got them parked over there at the station because the city don't want me parking on my land. I pay a lot of property tax there and everything. It's only 2 trucks. I like to put one in one lot and the other way out the other where I got part of my equipment. And the reason I want to put them there so I can turn on my car wash. I got it all set up, everything. And then the other side, I don't got no customers in a truck coming in because I got a truck there parked. And I'm losing money across of that area. And I want to put my, one is a dump truck that I use to haul when it's snowing and everything with my backhoes. I don't leave my backhoes there no more. I used to. I've been catching guys trying to steal stuff from my backhoes and everything. One night, I got my backhoe tires in the back. I got a special deal that they got to use a drill to take the nut off of that so they can take that tire off. Well, one day, they took all the tires off. They raised up the deal and everything. In the morning, I went and checked. They couldn't get it out. They had that thing blocked with a rocks or something so they can pull the tire out of the back end. And I got upset and everything. Now I'm putting it in my garage because I'm scared they steal the motor or something out of my backhoes. So that's one end. And right now I got them 2 trucks right there at my car wash. I can't even turn the car wash because I got 2 trucks parked there. And I got 1 truck on this side and 1 truck on the back. And that's where trucks come in and buy their gas and everything, so I can't sell gas in there because of that. And I used to park trucks there 30 to 40. Now, why and the reason I can't even park at least 2 trucks? I got rid of all the other trucks because I'm getting too old to be in the trucking business. And I want to keep these 2 trucks in case if I sell my business, I got them 2 trucks to put all my stuff and to get out where I got to go. And that's the only reason I'm here, because I feel I'm paying a lot of property tax on them lots, and I can't even use them. I keep them clean. I put new rocks in them so the Othello look better instead of a junkyard. And I'm just asking you, I just got 2 trucks. I just can put 1 truck on one lot and the other truck on the other lot. That's all I'm asking. I like to get my car wash going, and that's the reason I'm here. I'll appreciate if you guys let me do it, because that's all I got, and I'm getting too old, and I don't want to go trucking no more. Or else I will be trucking, but the only reason I'm here, I want to get the permission to just let me park my 2 trucks there, because that's the only trucks I got in case if I sell my stuff, my gas station and everything, my trucks are ready to load her up and move where I got to move. And I've been asking you people, and you guys don't want to let, that's a new risk system you guys doing. I don't know nothing about it, but I've been obeying it, and that's why I'm here. Please give me a chance to park 2 lousy trucks. That's all I have. One is a small one, and the other is a big one. It's got the big trailer to put all my stuff in case I sell my gas station. And that's my plans. And I'm asking you, please let me park my 2 trucks there. I'm paying a lot of property tax every year on them 2 lots. And I can't even use it. I think that's not right. And I'm asking you guys, please let me just park 2 trucks. That's all I got, and I'm not buying no more trucks. I'm done. So I'm begging you guys, please let me park my 2 trucks there. and I've been obeying you. I haven't been fighting you or doing nothing. I didn't hire a lawyer or nothing because it's not worth it because I don't want, my main thing is I want to sell out. I'm getting too old. I want to move, go see the world. And that's the only reason I want to move them trucks so I can get this station going good and somebody will buy me out. So I'm asking you, please let me park my two trucks there. I know other places, they got more junk than I do, and I'm keeping it as clean as can because I believe in cleanliness. So I'm begging you guys, let me park my trucks out there because it's plenty lot, it's a long lot, and there's nothing. I put dirt on the side because there were trucks and cars coming in there and parking during the night. So that's why on the alley, I fill it up with dirt so they can't go through. Yesterday, I caught two trucks going in there. I went and gave them heck. I called the police department about them, and they sneaked out right away. So,
yeah, Rodney, your time's up, but I want to say thank you for keeping your lots up because it does look really nice. How do you put gravel and stuff in there?
Yeah, I put a gravel. It cost me a lot of money. I spent a lot of money because I liked my areas clean.
Yeah, and as far as the council, we are not allowed to make a decision on this by our own codes, but you have a right to go before a hearing examiner.
A what?
A hearing examiner.
Okay.
Okay, maybe Jim could talk a little bit on that just for a second to you, but you know, just address that just for a second to him so he understands a little bit.
Yes, a review of Mr. Piercy's decisions is made to a person called the hearing examiner, and you can come down to City Hall and they can tell you how to do that process. The other thing that you can ask the council to consider that isn't contrary to the rules is, are you asking them to consider changing the rules in the C1 zone? The problem, as I understand it from Mr. Piercy, is the present rules on C1 zones don't allow you to do what you're asking to do. This is the place where a change to that rule would start if the council was so inclined. You can ask them for something like that, Rodney.
So what you mean?
I'm saying that they can't help you by just asking them to give you permission. They can't do that under the system the city has. The hearing examiner is the only person that can change Mr. Piercy's decision.
See, the only reason I'm kind of upset because I've been parking my trucks there for years, at least 20 to 30 years, and now they're changing this. Why? I'm already there, and that's
Rodney,
what I'm upset about.
Rodney, why don't you come into City Hall, and they'll explain it to you better? Okay,
to the
so
mayor?
You get a better understanding in your options of what you could do, whether you want to come back to the council and get on the agenda and, you know, do your case as far as having the council address it, or whether you want to do a hearing examiner. They'll explain it to you better that way, and so you can really understand what your options are. But we as a council cannot make special cases for anybody in the city. So
you ask me go see the...
Come in and they'll explain your options that you have to do. You only have two options, so... And then you can decide what you want to do as far as that goes. But we appreciate you coming in. And we appreciate you taking care of your lots because they do look nice with all the gravel and everything on it. And, you know, once you figure out what you want to do, then we can, you know.
I like to have everything clean because I don't know junkyard. When I come this way, it looks like the son of a gun sometimes, and I don't like that.
Yeah. Well, thank you for
coming. I want everything clean or else there's no use. And I'm obeying what you guys tell me, but I just got two lousy trucks, and I'm keeping them in case I sell out. I want to have.
Yeah.
Because if I take them where I used to have them, I had five trucks over there. They tore them up. They took transmissions out, rear ends out. By the time I come up there, I didn't have nothing, so I called the goddamn junkyard to come and pick them up. Give me what you got to give me. And I lost five trucks because of that, because you guys didn't want to let me park here. Then,
Well, come into City Hall, okay, the two of you, you and your son, and you guys can talk to them, and you can figure out what you want to do, and then you can go from there. So, but thank you again for coming in.
Okay, I appreciate it for your helping.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
approval of agenda. We have a change on the agenda. The consideration of the building inspection contract number 3. We're going to strike that, and we're going to put in commissioner opening. We're going to put that in number 3, so when you make your motion, we'll need to hear that as part of your motion. So the approval agenda, do I hear a motion for that?
I'll make that motion with the change on number 3.
Okay, second?
Second.
Okay, Gina, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, that passes, thank you. Consent agenda, the call for bids for official newspaper C, that is just a call, you know, announcing to the newspapers that we're looking for bids, so this is not a decision or anything. That's what number C is. So do I hear a motion for consent agenda?
Make that motion.
Okay, Mark? Second on Dan? Any more discussion? Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, thank you. Okay, planning commissioners opening. Daryl.
Thank you, Mayor. For the record, Daryl Piercy, city planner. At the end of last year, on December 31st, 2009, the regular term of Bob Russell, a planning commission member, expired. Mr. Russell had indicated that he did not have a desire to seek reappointment to that, which left the position vacant. We have advertised in the local newspaper that the vacancy is occurring or has occurred, and we sought volunteers to indicate an interest in becoming a member of the planning commission. Through that process, we have received one application for the vacancy on the Planning Commission, and that application I passed out to you this evening. Alex Kaler is the gentleman's name who has indicated an interest. He's a local builder. He probably would bring some vital experience and point of views to the Planning Commission and could be a very valuable asset. Staff has reviewed the application, and we're recommending authorization to allow the mayor to appoint this individual so that we would then have a full complement of members on our planning commission.
Yeah. Also, so you know, that is my son-in-law also. So he is my son-in-law.
Just another point, Mayor. Daryl, can you talk about the meetings and the quorums or non-quorums that you've had lately due to vacancies?
Sure, I'd be happy to. The first 2 months of this year, we have not been able to develop a quorum for the Planning Commission, so the meetings have been canceled. Now, fortunately, there hasn't been pressing business that's required under statutory requirements to complete. We are faced with a situation coming in March where that's not the case. We're going to have at least one, possibly two, rezone applications before the Planning Commission for consideration. So we do need a full complement of Planning Commission members, and it will be vital in March that we are able to obtain a quorum for that meeting.
Any questions for Daryl?
How long did you say you've advertised for this position?
Well, the position became vacant at the end of 2009. We placed advertisements in the newspaper, I believe, for several weeks, and then sought individuals one-on-one as well through town and through contacts. So it was as much public outreach as we could muster to identify the need and the vacancy and try to generate some interest in the position.
Questions? Do I hear a motion or a not motion? No motion?
Just to make clear, I think these commissioners' positions or planning commission, they are non-paid.
That's correct. Volunteer.
Volunteer position.
So we need a motion to approve.
We need a motion either to approve Alex Kaler or no motion at all, which means then we just continue trying to find somebody.
I would make the motion to approve Alex Kaler for commissioner.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Any more discussion?
Is there a possibility that would create a conflict of interest?
No.
No?
No. Not unless, well, he's not getting paid, so it doesn't matter. I was going to say if he lived with the mayor, that would make a difference, but if he doesn't live with the mayor, no.
Okay, just checking.
Any more discussion? Okay, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Okay, then we'll appoint Alex Kaler then. Thank you, Daryl. Okay, latecomers agreement, Sagestone 5.
Thank you again, Mayor. For the record, Daryl Piercy. Before you for consideration is a latecomers agreement between the city and the developer for Sagestone 5, which is Olson Homes. The development agreement has been signed by Pete Olson on behalf of Olson Homes. This agreement is a result of improvements that were undertaken through the development of Sagestone 5, major plat. It was an extension of a sewer line that goes by a number of vacant properties, extends 1,800 feet, I believe, and, excuse me, 1,200 feet. And this is fairly standard in terms of those situations where a large extension is provided for as part of a development, and it will benefit future property owner developments as they come online. They will pay a certain amount into the fund to pay for those improvements that have been already funded by Sagestone 5 development. So before you for consideration, the motion would be to authorize the mayor to sign the agreement on behalf of the city.
Any questions for Darrell?
My only holdback on the latecomers fee is what happened with the company out on south of town, the propane company that was surprised and shocked at the fee they had to pay for a big water line on because their property front of the road. How are people going to be aware that this is in existence and won't shock them when they buy a house or a lot there?
Well, the agreement's recorded and it becomes part of a series of title. It becomes encumbered on the title, and a standard title search would find these agreements in place. I can't explain why that wasn't the case with the propane company. I have every reason to believe that that was done appropriately and the title search would have picked up those latecomer agreement requirements. But nevertheless, that is the normal process, and the chain of title will have this identified, and as the title report is completed, that would be something that would be brought to the purchaser's attention.
Well, how does it work? Mr. Olson normally develops these lots and sells the houses. Does he collect the money and pass it on, or is the when they buy the house, they...
This is for the portion of the properties that aren't in the development. These are outside of the development. So the development fees that are charged by Mr. Olson as part of the cost of development already paid by those property owners when they purchased those lots. Any reimbursement would go back to Olson Homes, who paid for that additional footage that isn't directly serving any developed property today.
You lost me on that one, sorry.
Let me see if I can rephrase
that. Why we have water lines and sewer where it's not developed?
Because you need to go from point A to point B, and sometimes there's no development in between. And this would cover that area where there's currently no development.
So Mr. Olson paid for that?
Yes.
And so he'll be reimbursed when somebody buys that land?
Buys that land and develops and wants to connect to sewer. It would be the cost that they would have had to have paid would they had to have extended that sewer line on their own. And I might mention that the fees are established based on analysis by our city engineer.
Mm.
So it isn't something that the developer pulls out of the air. They're actual hard fees that are established by our city engineer based on actual costs of development.
And this is the section of pipe that starts at Columbia and 7th Street.
Yes.
Goes north on 7th Street.
Correct.
For a couple hundred feet.
About 540 feet, if I remember correctly.
And then heads east on Capstone.
It heads east on an actually existing easement for utilities, and then terminates at Sagestone 4, where the nearest sewer line was already in place.
Any more questions for Darren? Okay, do I hear a motion to approve latecomers agreement with Olson Homes and authorize the mayor to sign?
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Ken?
Second.
And Mark, second. Any other discussion?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, thank you, Darrell.
Thank you.
Passes. Okay. Consideration for the MOU gang net. Chief Steve Dunnigan.
Mr. Mayor, Council, good evening. Before you, the issue before you tonight is whether or not we want to enter into a memorandum of understanding to be able to access certain intelligence files that are kept at the Spokane Police Department. The reason why is because the City Council approves all memorandum and contracts. There is currently a significant database being used specifically and specifically housed to centralize intelligence information on known gang members in Eastern Washington. The GangNet database is a system developed by and for the Spokane Police, who have made it available to other agencies who wish to contribute information on known gang members or view information on known gang members for investigative purposes. The Spokane Police Department, Yakima Police, and Moses Lake are some of the current users of the system. The information contained in the database would be beneficial to the Othello Police Department because it would provide critical information needed in the investigation of gang-related crime, as well as allow us to share our information with other agencies to help them investigate their gang-related crime. We know that gang members are very mobile and it is not unusual for them to travel from city to city to commit their crimes. Having a central data bank of information would help us obtain faster and more specific information. This MOU, that's a tongue twister, establishes rules with regard to access and contribution of information. It also outlines the annual fees. The annual fees are used to maintain the system as well as set up a reserve fund for future upgrades. The budgeted amount, it's already in the budget, is $980 per year. The staff recommends that we sign this MOU so that we can have access to this. And what I need is a motion to authorize myself to go ahead and sign as the department head end user.
Any more questions for Steve, the chief?
So this done all over the computer?
Yes, it is. It's an internet base. It's set up with all of the required security. What it will help us also do is all of the files will go in. They'll be monitored for meeting federal regulations, so we won't have a separate file here. It'll all be input and downloaded right into the computer.
What will initiate use of this? Will the police officer pull somebody over? Do they say access this, or it will be automatic, or?
It won't be automatic. It'll be for investigative purposes. So if we're working any kind of gang-related crimes or we want to know who's traveling between Yakima and Spokane, we can access that information and actually get a list of gang members by their specific affiliations.
Is it appropriate that by pulling somebody over they access this if they suspect a gang member? I mean, is it something they radio to dispatch and radio back, or is it?
No. I guess the whole, it would be why are you pulling the person over and what is your gain to know whether or not they're a gang member?
Okay.
Any other questions for the chief? Do I hear a motion to authorize the chief of police to enter into this MOU agreement?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, Ken, do I hear a second?
Second.
Donna, or Gina, sorry about that. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Okay, that passes.
Thank you very much.
Okay, ordinance to amend the 2010 budget, Mike?
Thank you, good evening, Mayor and Council. I have before you a budget amendment request. This is all in the general operating fund. There are actually three items here. The police department obtained a federal grant in the amount of $15,000 to purchase new laptop computers for all of the officers. So this amendment not only increases the expenditure side, but it increases the revenue side as well. So it's a wash. The second item, in an attempt to move in the direction of a paperless system, administration is requesting $11,000 to purchase new laptop computers for the mayor and council. This action will result in a reduction in the use of paper and will launch a more efficient communication system. This amendment will reduce general fund ending balance, and that's where the funding for this will come from. Now, part number three, the city clerk received a $9,472 grant from Washington State for scanning and microfilming old minutes, resolutions, and ordinances. This budget amendment will increase revenue and expenditures by the same amount. So this will also be a wash. If you do turn this over and look at the graph here of the changes, we actually, ending fund balance actually ends up higher at the end, and I'll explain that. When we establish a beginning fund balance, it's usually
couple of months before the end of the year, so we never know exactly what that figure is going to be. It turned out this figure was $16,486 higher than the amount we budgeted. So in this amendment, I am also increasing the beginning fund balance to what it actually is. So when this is all said and done, the ending fund balance ends up about $5,486 higher than what we had in the budget originally. I just wanted to explain all that math over there. So staff is recommending adoption of this amending ordinance with a motion to adopt the ordinance to amend the 2010 budget as presented.
Questions for Mike? Go ahead, Mark.
The laptops for council members and mayor wasn't budgeted last year? Was that just an epiphany we had, or how did that come about?
It was not budgeted. It was actually an idea that we got this year after the budget adoption and everything else. It started coming that this would be a way to cut down on paper, on use of paper, and there's other processes that we go through right now that it would save time on. All of this, everything we present in the packet is done electronically, so all of that is available. And then now at this point, we have somebody who spends almost a whole day on Thursdays printing and putting these packets together, so there would be a savings there. And
so this would eliminate this big pile of paper we get?
Yes, that is correct.
Would we visualize us coming in and getting a stick, or do we download it through the internet, or how are you guys visualizing that?
Yeah, it would be. You would have a computer, and you would have a wireless connection to our internet, and so you would have access to this. I believe it could be on our web page or whatever. Since this is available for the public as well, I wouldn't be surprised if this would end up on our web page and you would download it off the web page. If you wanted paper copies, you wouldn't necessarily need paper copies. You could bring your laptop in here and use it during council.
The other reason, as Tim and Gina can remember from our Association Washington City newly elected officials meeting that was this year, and our insurance carrier, we've talked a lot about public disclosure requirements and what's called metadata, and that's following a trail of emails. And the protections that cities are going to now for the mayor and council are to give everybody a laptop, because now you're subject to your home computers, your work computers being seized, and everything in that is subject to discovery if there's a lawsuit or an action. So this way it keeps everything clean, and if something is requested, information is requested, here's my laptop. That's all the information I've ever done with the city is in this laptop. So it's really a protection for you as a city council member. Most cities are going to this now. Most cities that can afford it.
But still, if you want a paper copy, like Mike was saying, we'd be happy to keep doing that.
Sure.
But, you know, if that's what you want to request,
yes,
we can still do that. But they made it real clear at the class that we went to,
yeah,
Gino say, he's, you know, Amen's right. They can go after everything in your house. So when they're done, yes, looking at,
yeah,
stuff. So just to keep a separation from your private life, you know, this is a great way to do it.
Or the timing of it, are we piggybacking with the grant with the same kind of computers? Is that the idea, or is that just coincidence?
Well there is a saving in the numbers we buy. Anytime we add numbers to our purchases, there is a savings. And Stan is a wheeler and dealer when it comes to saving money, so I have a feeling it's connected.
Well, a member of my household noted that our laptop costs $500, and 8 times 500 is only $4,000. So how do we get to $11,000?
Yeah. This was an estimate given by Stan. I really don't know the answer to that. Anything, of course, we didn't spend wouldn't be used. I mean,
Did that include programming? Because this includes programming, putting office or
probably software.
Or something. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Software caught, and they don't always load software on the
laptops
anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Any more discussion? Okay, do I hear a motion to adopt the ordinance to amend the 2010 budget as presented?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, Gina? A second? Dan? Okay. Any more discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, I'll pass.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Okay, unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business? New business? Okay, go ahead.
To Eamon and Jay and the council, just keep you on the same page, tennis courts. I would like us to check those for we got the right level and the right slant. And I have pictures I'll bring in because the weather, we had rain, everything else was mostly dry, and the tennis courts were still very puddly. And I don't think we got the right slant on those things. And I don't want to imply that we want to go tear them up and redo them, but I'd like, if they don't meet spec, I'd like to make a note to the contractor that if water's sitting on these tennis courts unnecessarily causes premature deterioration, then I want them on notice of that. Because for some of the, for, you know, we spent basically 3 weeks out there trying to level that, and I don't know what exactly we got. I mean, we didn't pay any more because of the contract, but we looked at, I thought it was supposed to be like a 12-inch drop from knit to the sides or something, and I don't see how we get all that puddling if it's even close to that.
I think I remember the 12 inches also, but we'll check into it, and I believe we still have a warranty period.
Yeah, and I think I was advised that the city has a laser leveler that we could...
shoot grade.
Yeah, see if...
The grade is actually from back of court to back of court, not from center out. Normally your courts will slant.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, so yeah, see if we're even close to that, because I don't... You know, the 25-year-old or 50-year-old ice rink over there that we fenced for hockey was basically dry, and the tennis courts were you know, unplayable just because of the standing water. So I'd like to investigate that a little bit, and if we need to, get a letter off to our suppliers.
Any other new business? Okay, then mayor's announcements. Remind everybody the chamber banquet is this Friday at 6 p.m. at the Othello High School. Also, Highway 26 under Broadway and 26 will begin construction on Wednesday, so that's all going to be closed off starting Wednesday the 24th. And just a review on the council vacancies. I see we have two of the members that put in already. We have two right now that have turned in their applications. And the last day to submit is Thursday, the 25th. And then we'll do an interview process at the workshop if we need to. We may not have enough to worry about. If we only have two people, then maybe we won't do it. We'll just move it to the interview in front of the council on the 8th. And we'd like to seat them. Is that okay with everybody? Right after the vote? Does that sound good to everybody?
I would still like to interview at workshop.
And then re-interview them again, or are you just...
No, and just make the decision on the next meeting.
Oh, okay.
Give us a week give us to ponder.
Okay. Does that sound good to everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, then we'll stick with the workshop then. Okay, we'll stay with that then. Okay, I guess that's the end of this meeting. Thank you. Thank you.